Vayter in Shastri, and Maseches Avodah Zarah on Daf Chaf Beis. Picking up on Chaf Avon Beis by the bottom of the page, three lines up from the bottom. Tanya, we're looking at a Brisa, Rabbi Shimon Lazar Omer. Lo Yaskir Adam Sadeo Lukusi. You're not allowed to go and rent your field to a Kusi. Because again, the name of the field is called in your name. And Vikusi Zeh Oseh Bo Malacha B'chol Shamoid. He's going to do Malacha B'chol Amoid. As we, like we said yesterday, that they're careful about Shabbos, but not about Chol Amoid. And then we're going to say, oh, look, that's Yankee's field. And there's work being done over it. It's going to be bad. It says Gemara, what's the deal when it comes to a guy, Avodah Zarnik? Shari? You want about them? Are you allowed to go ahead and rent it to them? Shari, that's mutter. Why? Dami arisa risuse of it. It's the sharecropping. It's just doing the sharecropping work, and therefore it's fine. Frankly, if that's really true, then kusi nemar. I can't wait to say something about the kusi. Dami arisa risuse of it. He's just doing his arisa stuff. So why would you ask her to go out to rent the fields to a kusi? Beep. Turn the page. Chav beis amud aleph. Arisusa the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar lesle. Really, if Shimon Lazar doesn't say that people are going to say that the person is an Arisa, Ella, Ovi Kachav, my time with this, so why is it mutter for the guy to do it? Because you could tell the guy to stop. If the guy's working in shop, say, hey, stop, and I'll do that, and the guy's going to listen to you. But, says, okay, so Kusi Nami, Amrina Levi Vitzayas, tell him to stop, then he'll stop. As we know, Kusi Lutzayas, he's not going to listen. Tommy's going to say, I know more than you do, right? Because they don't agree with it, would go with like the Rices, but not Torah Shabbal Peh. Ihachi, if that's really true, my Irium Felicity Christel Shmo, then why did you say the problem is? Because you're going to be called on, the field's called on his name. Tabaklim Shum Lifnehiver, the Sitta Mitchell. Say the reason the problem is that it's going to be over Lifnehiver. Says Rashi, De below Cheshad Nani Kim Shum Lifnehiver, Vikusi Gerhu is considered a Ger. Mitsuva, the Mitzos Kiso, is Chai Mitzos Kiso, Velo Dami, Lovikachav, Mosa Malacha Shabbat Shabbat, is not compared to a guy that the Malacha Shabbat Shabbat, the Kachav, and Lo Israel. There's no commandment for them to actually do such a thing. So you say the issue is of lift the ever. And for the Gemara, Chadavod Kamar Nechinami, it means one and another. It's two things that are going on over here. Chadam Shum lift the ever. For Obi Pnei Shnikos Hashma, one is lift the ever, the one's name is called, the field is called your name. Says Gemara, Hanu Marikai. There were these, says Rashi, Zare Garnish Karkum. These are people that saffron planters, most expensive spice in the world, and it was a yid and a guy, and they worked it together. They owned it together. So the guy, he did it on Shabbos. Rosh is lachshul the zera v'lixar. He did the charisha, the zria, the ketira, and v'yisol b'chad b'shabbos. He did it on Sunday. That's how they split. Also, coming to Rava, came from the Rava. Sharlo, Rava said, "This is good. This is mutter. You're fine." Aser Avino Rava, sir, Avino, ask a question, Rava. V'yisol b'chachavim shkibos tadi b'shitzos. They take a partnership in the field. Rosh says, "By risusan." Mi balabayas, mishigablua, hutla shneim lasag babi yachad. There was given over to work together. Lo yomer yisrael levikachav. The yid can't say to the levikachavim. Tol chelcha b'shabbos limichol. You do on Shabbos, I'll do on the weekday. Rashi says if he should nasa shlucho, alchatzay yomer mutal because he becomes a shliach for him, and now you have a guy working for you on Shabbos. Vim hisnu mitchila mutter. But if you made this tanya from the get-go, Rashi says kodem shutla alav. Before they took these roles upon themselves, mutter. Rashi says the halo kiba alei. You saw avodah the Shabbos and avodah kachav mishulcho. Therefore, it's split up in a way that it's never really that he took this day for himself. If the situation was that the guy and the Jew were like, okay, you guys will work on Saturday, Sunday, he said, okay, fine. Then he goes, you work Saturday, Sunday, that's a problem. But if you say, okay, you guys, you know, work out together, and he says, okay, listen, I'm willing to do this. If you work Saturday, I work Sunday, then it's fine. Vibbo the chesbon, aser. But if they come to make a chesbon, or the Jew explicitly says Shabbos, he does the Shabbos against the weekdays, then it's going to be usher. Rashi says, Lav ahistam mitchilah, it's not going on when you're a master before. Ella milsavan pein napshi is his own thing. Klomer in kiblu stam, they were in kabbalah and so stam. Asustam, and they did it stam. V'ayelovikacham Shabbos, we saw b'chol. And then this is how they worked out. He worked on Shabbos during Sunday. V'lot sivu Yisrael, they didn't mitzave him, commanded to do it. Bo lechesbon la'achesman, they had to do a chesbon after his v'lomer. Kamu Shabbos alto atam, and here's the Shabbos you take. V'aniyatol connecting v'echol. Aser, Rashi says, Eschar Shabbos hu noto. V'goli daito dovikacham Mishulchoi, because now he makes it, he's megaladas, he's a shliach. So now, Rava paskin, it was fine, and now he turned out from this question over here against Rava. That who asked this question? Ravina comes against Rava and says, you said it's fine, but clearly we see there's a problem. In the end, it turned out that they actually had made this discussion before it ended up happening, so his psak was actually correct. That's not what happened. It's a different story entirely. Hanu sili the arlava. These were plants of arla. Rashi says the Yisrael of Ovikachavim kiblu sada b'shutfas. They were partnerships in this field. V'notav yitlu acheti bin shneim. They would work in and take half. You know, they'd split it down the middle. This asik Ovikachavim called sarko shnei arla. He would work for the years of arla, the 3 years. V'achlan v'yisol kiblu gimel shana machir. So click the next one, connect them achlan, and they go and eat it. So they had these partnerships. Ovikachavim achlo shnei arla. V'yisol shnei dat teira. Also, given the Rava came in front of Rava Sharlu and he matter this to be done, right? This is not an issue, but the point is that this had nothing to do with anything about Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara v'ha'usav Ravina l'Rava, but didn't we see that Ravina asked a kasha on Rava from something about with work done by a guy and a Jew on Shabbos? So this clearly was what he was talking about. Now let's see who's saying. No, it was just a support, Rava. It wasn't a kasha on him. But he got embarrassed. He says, no, l'hadnam lo yudvar ma'olam. That never happened. No one was embarrassed. Everything was fine. He bought a little frag, the Gemara. What about the guy who worked on Shabbos and the Jew took the weekday? Stam amai. If they did it, stam, right? They never initially said anything. When they divided up, they didn't say anything. What's going to be the din? Is it going to take half, or does it have to give up the equivalent of half of the Shabbos? Toshema. Im hisnu mitchil moter. If they're masim before, it's moter. Stam aser, but stam is going to be aser. Im asefa, right? So that's a kasha. That's one side. It's going to be aser. If it's stam, seifa. Look at the seifa. Imbo lechesban aser. That means all stam is going to be mutter. Al mehal lechli mishamaneh. We can't learn anything off from that, and we leave that as a question. Hajan alach lifnei yidayin. Mazdav for finishing the first parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. But you know what we do, since we said hajan alach. Let's quickly take a look again. A base of an alaf lifnei yidayin. Shalov kachav b'shoshu yomim aser lasev lasedimayin. Okay, we are yoytzei zayin. Now we move on to the second parak of Avodah Zarah. Zok the next Heliga Heliga Mishnah, beginning of the second parak. Here we go. All right. Ein ma'amidu behema bepundiko shalavikachavim. We saw this right in the first parak. We're not allowed to go. If you go to an inn, to a hotel, and they have these places that, you know, a stable, you're not allowed to go and leave your animal in the stable of the goyim. Rashi says, shalostan list askin le his achsan. You know, you go to stay over there, over a drachim. Sham umaylim schar lebaleim. Right, they go and they pay to stay there. Because we are worried about them. Machanahim is with the animals. Rashi says upenei Noach nesuva. It's also for them to do it. And that's another nukas. Tchsev ayu lebaser echad yatzubeim lechayva of yesh yesh kan lefne evil sitim mitzvah. It's an iser of putting a mitzvah in front of them. Should not leave it there. Vlotis yachid yishem. I'm not even letting a woman with them. Upenei shechashudin al arayos. They're chashud on arayos. Vlotis yachid adam imayin. You can't do yichad even a person with them. You know why? They're chashed on murder. Now nowadays, I mean, this depends on whether this is a place where there's actually some sort of law, right? There's lawlessness back in the day. That's what the problem was. If you go to a place like that, it'd be an issue. Beep, turn the page. Chabez on the base. Rami says the Gemara. Ramini. You want to say over here that the Goyim are chashed on Machna Hamish with the animals over there? Remini, lochem man, behem of the carbon. You're allowed to go out and you're allowed to buy a carbon, an animal from you, uses a carbon. And we're not worried. Reinchel shin, lomishim rovea, velomishim nearby, not any matzv going on, either the animal on them or them on the animal. Velomishim muksa, not because of the fact that they set it aside for avarazara, right? They were biachid for avarazara. Velomishim nevad, and we're not worried about the fact that maybe it was bowed down to and it was used of avarazara. Bishlam and muksa nevad, okay, makes sense, comes to muksa nevad. Because im isad im said the palchay lo have a mizabatli, they would never sell it if it was set aside already for the vodazar, if it was already worshipped for the vodazar. Ella rova v'nirva. What about the fact of, shouldn't we be worried about the fact that maybe the macht hamish, the hamish with the macht lechus, right? We should worry about that. Like you said, that we worry, but we actually don't. Seems like there's not a problem. We don't worry that they're going to do that. Rav tachlifam rav shila bar avina. No, and if Zarnik is worried about his own animal, that it shouldn't become sterile, and therefore he doesn't machahaimish with it. Rashi says, because nasas akara hilkach lo ravala, aval didan lo chayish. But about a Jew's animal, not worried about it, he'll go ahead and he'll machahaimish with the Jewish animal if he can't live over there. Says, so how tenech the kevas? Okay, that works well with the female animals. What about zacharim? that's not going to become sterile, only the female as well. Amar Rav Kahana, Holam Achishna Babase, no, it makes them a lot weaker when you do it to them, therefore they don't do that with their own, but they would do it with the Jews. Elohad Tanya, I what it says in the price of Lucham Hem Miro Shalem, you let it go and buy an animal for, you know, to bring as a carbon from their shepherds. Right? Why is that to be used? Lechus Domei Ravala. Shouldn't we worry that maybe the Machta Hamish? She says the whole Avdi Dehi, this is not its animal. The Lochasalei doesn't care. It's not his animal. He's the one who's he's taking care of the animal. It's not his animal, so he actually doesn't care what happens with it. But the Gemara, Rosh Shalem Yisrael Mishim Hefz Eskai. You know, he's nervous that he's going to get busted because it's going to turn out the animal's going to become sterile or weak or who knows what, and therefore he's going to get busted for it. In fact, the Gemara, Elohad Tanya, what about that it says, Ein Mosin Behema L'Rosh Shalem, you can't give over the Behema to Rosh Shalem because we're worried they're going to machaimish with it. Why are we worried? Lema Rosh Shalem Yisrael Mishim Hefz Eskai is worried about the Hefz Eskai. No, inu the yadi ba'adadi, the goyim, they know they're all machan haimish, these animals like crazy, right? Says chad b'chavrei, the orchei l'mirvah, that's what they do. Right, so therefore they're scared of them. And not the lo yadi non behu, b'shnei karnaim, ki ilu, with our two fingers, like, you know, like, how do you say this? Like, you know, in quotations, you know, that we don't know about it. Lo mirvah, therefore they're not nervous that they're going to get busted. You know, obviously we know about it, but whatever it is. Amarabah, hainu dame insha, this is what people say, machtava galala baza ragla b'chav yada. Right, the way Tosas explains what it means is a liar recognizes his friend, and therefore they know, you know, how that works. Ehachi, that's where they choose. Zachar min hakevus on Lisbon. We shouldn't be allowed to buy male animals from female avodah zarinix. The chashin and dilma marba le ilava, because maybe they brought them upon him. Now, Kivan de Migariba, since if they do that, this animal's going to follow around everywhere, and then it's going to be known. Rat says she's nervous. Says Rat, what that means is Zachar Basra. This, if a male animal is with the female, the woman, actual woman person, the Zachar Basra is going to come after her. Wrote for Kol Shah every second want to be with her. If this guy called Mirza, Shiravina Bnei Adam, but are people going to understand what's going on? If Abi Didan, even but with our animals, even Kmina La Gaba, Lo Mirza, the Lufim Shaita, he declared Gaba, because you know there for a moment, so they'll Machaimish and it's a problem. Elohad the Tanya of Yosef, Armalta Lo Tirabe Kalba, a widow should not raise a dog lest it come to having issues. Rashi Shema Tisaiva Vitarbi Anu, maybe she's gonna have a taiva for it. Below Tashri Bar Be Rav Bushbiza, that she shouldn't give a young Talmud Chacham a place to sleep, even without Yichud. Rashi's the Agav Tzniya, Lo Meretza Shiotzi Kol and Tibalo, because he's a Tzniya guy, she's not gonna be nervous that maybe it's gonna get out that something happened between them. Bishlam of Rav understand, okay, that you can't, because Stela, he's not going to say anything. Elikaba, but the dog, Kibbutz Migrabah, since if the Machan Haimish, it's going to be all over, and people are going to know what she did. Rav says she's nervous to do that, so she'll be fine. Says, well, no, Kibbutz Chadali Umtsa Misach Abasar, since if she threw meat, raw meat, that they would go after her also, you know, because he likes she fed him. Maimar Amr, and people say, no, hide the Misrich Abasar, Mishun Umtsa, because Misrach. The reason why they're coming after is because of the fact of the meat. Says Rashi, Kol Shaita Abasar, Lomir Tzad, the svarah even misrich basrai, memarami inchi umsa with the shadile umsa is matbas, a little bit of meat. Says the Gemara, the cave sits on the cave, my time in Lomiachdinan. Why could you have female animals with female people? She says, right, the Katani Babraisa Barakamid, I feel in the cave sits on the cavos. We don't want them to do yichud. Why not? Because men of the Zarniks are by their friends' wives. Sometimes she won't be home. And what do? He's going to go machaimish with the animal. Even if he finds her, he's still going to want to machaimish with the animal. They prefer the Jewish animals over the Goyish wives. The time that the Nachash, the snake, came to Chava, he was Machnas Hetil Ba Zuama. He put Zuama, impurity, inside, which passed down to the next generations. The Jews also should be affected by this. Right? Why aren't we worried about them doing these type of terrible things? No, you saw Shamda Har Sinai, Paska Zuama. So when they're Har Sinai, it left. Rashi says, Vinitkina Vinitkanu Mikol Mum. Kedusiv Kulach yafa rayasi umumimbach. There's no mum on them anymore. Avicham shalomdar esinai lopos kazuamasam. They never lost their zuama. In fact, the gemara ibayilu ofus my. What's the din about birds? You heard about that also? The gemara chaimish. Can you leave your bird with the guy? Tashema adam rav yehuda amar shmo mishum rav chinina raisi avikachavim. And here he's avikachavim. Shalakuk avuz minishuk. I saw this avuzar guy. He brought a goose from the market. Rava chan kot saluva achal. He mached the chaimish. He strangled it. He roasted it. And then after that, he ate it. Yeah, pretty gross. Vam Rav Yirmiya Midifti. Ani Reisi, Arvi Echad, a Ravi Echad, Shalakach Yorchim Neshuk. I saw this Arab, or Arabian guy, who taught an animal, the thigh of an animal, Vichachach Bakede Ravia, and he just carved a little place for him to Mach Haimish. And what did he do? Rava Salah V'Achla. He Mach Haimish, he roasted it, and he ate it. So we see this is even with birds. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and stay away from these avodas zarniks and be very safe. All right, you take care of yourselves. I want to show you all a great, great day.